Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. My name's John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee with us. It is Wednesday, September 18th, 2013. Quite a day in history. On this day in 1960, a charismatic young bearded Cuban named Fidel Castro, who had just taken over control of Cuba, paid a visit to New York and the United Nations.
Cuba's Fidel Castro arrives at New York's Idlewild Field, the first in a parade of heads of government that includes nearly every Iron Curtain nation and Russian ally, all on hand for the opening of the United Nations 15th General Assembly. Surrounded by a heavy security guard, Castro appears subdued.
I only want to salute to the people of the United States.
The next year, in 1961, on this date, UN Secretary General Dag Hammarskjöld dies when his plane crashes under mysterious circumstances in northern Rhodesia, now Zambia. Suspicion has always surrounded Hammarskjöld's death. On this day in 1973, future President Jimmy Carter files a report with the National Investigations Committee on aerial phenomena, claiming he had seen a UFO in October of 1969. In 1996, Boston Red Sox pitcher Roger Clemens strikes out 20 batters for the second time in his career.
He got him. He ties his own record 10 years later from April 1986. On September 1996, Roger Clemens does it again.
And on this day in 1968, a song that reflected the changing social norms in the heartland, Harper Valley PTA, by Jeannie C. Riley, number one on the charts.
I want to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife who had a teenage daughter who attended Harper Valley Junior High. Mama got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA.
Well, our guest in the cafe this morning is Milton Babb, the tourism director of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. And Milton, thanks for having a cup
John
of coffee
Mark,
with
thank
us.
You very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, good. Well, you have a very big event that is just on the horizon as we speak. It will be this coming weekend. Of course, that's the Rally Ground Greenville event. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, yes, absolutely. We, of course, we have things that we do year-round, but this is our most intense time. The Rally Ground Greenville is a festival that has grown over the past several years, and we're excited about it this year. You know, we have some considerable name talent this year that's going to be on our stage. And we have other partners that are coming in, a few new twists this year. So we hope the people are going to come out and enjoy it. It starts off this Friday night. Now, this is a custom now, the Emerald City Band street dance kickoff concert. New a few years ago, but now people have come to love it and expect it. And we're expecting another great concert by that group.
Now, when you say name talent, you're referring to Jack Ingram.
Well, yes, absolutely. On Saturday, our headliner is Jack Ingram. Many of your listeners will know him. He's charted nationally, mm-hmm. a little bigger name than we're normally able to afford. Luckily, we've had some sponsors step forward to help us with this, and the public reaction to it so far has been phenomenal, particularly on social media, which is becoming more and more of a not only a way to promote your event, but to gauge the reception of the audience to it. And so we've been very pleased so far that people are really excited about Jack coming out.
And that's a free concert?
Yes. Actually, there is no fee to come to any aspect of Rally Round Greenville. It is a free street festival. Obviously, there are things there, food and the other things that you might want to buy and bring a little spending money with you, but it's free admittance. Normally, you would expect to pay to see somebody like Jack Ingram.
Oh, absolutely. Pay a lot, yeah.
Quite often. And so we are excited about it, and we hope that your listeners will come out and visit us. It's right on the Courthouse Square there in Greenville.
Talk a little bit about the preparation for an event like this. And obviously you don't pull this together a week before the event. You've been working on it for no doubt months, if not years. So a lot of organization goes into it.
This is probably something that the general public has no clue what is required to do. I'll give you this example. We have to close the street, since it's a street festival. You have to close the street. You have to get an authorization from TxDOT to do so. You have to have police security in place and traffic control in place before I can even put my stage in the middle of the street. So that has to be in place. The caliber of artist I'm bringing, I can't count on the electricity blowing a circuit breaker, so I have to make sure I have a generator delivered in time to deliver the juice to power the concert. You have to have tables and chairs, which actually the kind that I need are not even available locally. They have to be leased well in advance. They're trucked in a couple of days before the event. So yeah, there are a myriad of details that are in some ways invisible to the public, but that all have to come together. What I tell my staff is, all the trains are about to come into the station at once, and that's they have to be scheduled well in advance to arrive. You know,
when you get within 2 or 3 days of an event like this, are you nervous? Are you anxious because you're concerned that everything go just exactly the way it's supposed to go?
Yes, but I would have to say that there's a period of and it depends when that pivot point is. There does get to a point where you know that you've either got it arranged or you don't. And like usually by the time the event is here, I'm relaxed because it's either been arranged and it's all going to go exactly as planned, or it isn't. It's too late to change it.
So, how many people do you have helping you with something like this?
Well, we have dozens of volunteers, and they're helping others. It'd almost be hard for me to put a figure on it. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as staff, I have like a part-time person. I have an intern right now from Texas A&M, mm-hmm. And our other staff people there at the chamber come into play to help, but they also have their other duties, of course. So a lot of the fine details and decision making does fall on me, but there are so many people that come together and other organizations. You know, give you another example of this: Habitat for Humanity this year is doing a casino night inside Landon's Winery, just previous to the time Jack Ingram comes on stage. So how many do I count there? You know, they have volunteers who are helping to put that on, and that adds to my overall festival.
Yeah.
So a lot of folks.
Yeah. The idea, I guess, is besides just having a great time for a particular weekend, you bring people into Greenville, they like what they see, they have a good time, they come back again.
Well, that's it. And actually, the last thing you said is probably the most important, is you do a festival, it's for the joy of doing it, it's for people to, both visitors and residents, to enjoy. You hope to, like in our instance, typically we hope to break even on the festival. But the purpose of it is to get people into your town, be exposed to what you have to offer, and then come back again, and then you make your profit, really.
So now the starting times of the, and I don't want to say major events, but the street dance and the Jack Ingram performance will be again?
Yes, then those are evening events. Emerald City Band will hit the first note on the Bud Light stage at 8 p.m. on Friday night. And then Jack Ingram on Saturday night is at 10 p.m., of course, all the other bands lead up to him, and we have some great other bands that they'll have their fan base. But we have saved the best for last, and Jack comes on at 10 o'clock and will play approximately till midnight.
All right. Well, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning, Milton Babb.
Well, thank you very much. I might need an extra one before I go.
Well, we will have you back. You'll be back here at the cafe again. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.